Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, everybody, and salutations from the state of Pennsylvania for today. My name is Lou Shoup, and welcome to the latest episode of the WTF Files, where I talk about some of the major what the flying fucks that are flying in this world nowadays. I mean, I thought it was bad before Donald Trump became president. And then, well, life was interesting back then, but I was a part of the recount back in the day with Jill Stein here in Allentown. I sent the link there is on the original thing on Real Change. And through some stroke of luck, I managed to write my name in on the ballot and became a judge of elections, which I worked last Tuesday. Now, I'm going to be describing some things here tonight. And at the very top of the list, I want to start out with a big thank you to the people who run the elections here in Lehigh County. They made a fairly idiot-resistant kind of experience. I attended their class, and I was very impressed. I found it idiot-resistant, not idiot-proof, because if you try to idiot-proof something, the better idiot will come along and mess it up. We don't want that to happen. But anyhow, it was idiot resistant. And wait a second here. All right, never mind. I got distracted for a moment. At the top of the hour also here, I want to mention to the listener that wherever you are, wherever you may be, if you're not a poll worker, you should be. Okay? We need people. The more eyes we have being a judge of elections, being a simple poll watcher, simply being in there even for a candidate. All eyes are wanted and needed. The more we have, the better things will work out. And you get paid for it, too. At least here in Pennsylvania, you do. Actually, I'm having a blank moment here. I'm doing this from a non-standard location, so I'm working with new hardware tonight, and some of it's not quite working the way I want it. But that's on me. I'll work that out next show. So at least this is still going yet. So getting back to the original story here, I did back then. I did not get to see the inside of the setup. But I'll cut to the chase right now, what I was planning on saying at the very end. To all those people who are listening, who wanted to know the things that Donald Trump doesn't know, all the things I've heard, all the bovine manure that he has spewed about election challenges, all the bovine manure I heard about the pillow guy, and nothing was real. It's all fake. What I'm talking about, though, can be very real. And I point you to FCC Rule Part 15. This is a little notice that you see on a lot of consumer electronics. And if you go look on Real Change, I have a section of pictures on there of various voting machines that I took. Some of them when I attended the DEF CON Voting Village in 2019. And some of them when I took the year before when I was in Harrisburg at the voting machine show that they had there. I attended that along with my supervisor. He wasn't my supervisor at the time, but it's okay. And FCC Rule Part 15 means that there's a little blurb on there that says that this device complies with Part 15 of the FCC rules. Operation is subject to the following two conditions. Number one, this device may not cause harmful interference. And number two, this device must accept any interference received, including interference that may cause undesired operation. Now, biggest example of that last statement is if you're a gamer, okay, you're playing on a computer, you're playing a game on a computer over a network or over the internet, and you're doing it over a wireless connection, guess what? The 2.4 gigahertz band is a standard free bandwidth in that anybody and their brother can develop a device to work on that radio frequency. And if it interferes with anything else on there, so what? Your microwave ovens will broadcast on there, baby monitors, video cameras, wireless mice, wireless keyboards, Bluetooth. It's all 2.4 gigahertz. The wrong signal at the wrong time could end in the worst result if you're playing a game, okay? And if you're in a big boss fight and you're doing pretty good and all of a sudden, bleep, the screen goes out, it freezes, and then next thing you know, you fade to black. It's not a nice thing. It happens because of interference, and it's entirely unregulated. But as I was saying, that's the best example of that statement. Now imagine, if you will, every voting machine that I have ever seen, every voting machine I've seen in Harrisburg, every voting machine I've seen in at DEF CON, and everything I saw last Tuesday has that notice. I didn't take any pictures inside because it is forbidden, so I broke no law. It was not my intention to break any law, and I followed everything to the best of my abilities and signed off on it. But to continue, that's it in a nutshell. And at no time have I ever heard anybody else mention it. I've never heard anybody else talk about any potential kind of RF interference. What kind of interference can there be? Well, poll books, for example, I'm sure even the ones in Berks County, I'm guessing, since they're sold by ES&S, and it seems like all the vendors are doing this in that they are Bluetooth-enabled poll books. They do not connect to the internet, at least not directly. It is technically possible, and from my brief inspection of the poll books, which, by the way, there was no training on that because I was told the previous hardware broke. So technically, I didn't have any training on the Bluetooth poll books. But it didn't take me about 5 minutes to figure everything out once I got my hands on one. And so I poked around a little bit. And it's cool. It doesn't connect to the internet. They mesh with each other, though, so that both databases are synchronized at the same time, almost like a RAID array or a redundant array of inexpensive disks where you have more than one hard drive running the operating system at the same time, so that if one hard drive dies, the other kicks in and saves the day and hopefully alerts the user. That was a nice little rant. So anyhow, if there's any listeners out there, I'm hoping one or two in particular might call in. I was expecting a guest or two. I have a virtual keyboard, which this is a fancy different version than the one I used to work with. I'm located at a friend's house, so I got a fat pipe for tonight. I'm writing fiber, and so it's a different experience. Usually I would call in on the show, and I would do everything over the phone. But my phone sits here nice and idle, and that's okay, too, because if somebody calls me on it, that's another story. Hey, we got a caller. I think I know this person even. If I do this right, let's see. Hello. Can you hear me now? Maybe. Hello. Try this one.
Hello.
Robert.
Yeah. I'm listening.
Okay. So I was describing about some of my recent experiences with my recent judge of electionship position that I had recently at the government center. And I was talking about FCC Rule Part 15. Did you hear that part at least?
No, I missed that.
Okay. Well, I'll repeat it here for you momentarily. This device complies with Part 15 of the FCC rules. Operation is subject to the following two conditions. This device may not cause harmful interference, And number two, this device must accept any interference received, including interference that may cause undesired operation. Now, if RF interference goes into a voting machine of some kind, in theory, something could mess up. And that's my whole point. All the computers I've seen were unshielded, okay? So any stray RF could get in there and do any kind of random thing. And if the RF is targeted, that's where the real fun begins. And there's not a lot of research on that. I've discovered bits and pieces here, and the voting testing machine labs are kind of sort of tight-lipped. They're difficult to get somebody to talk about. So I got to settle for bits and pieces there.
Oh, yeah, I'm listening.
Okay.
I'm listening.
So tell us about your voting experience. You were in Northampton County.
It's the first time I voted in person since before the epidemic, pandemic. It was interesting because I'd never seen this system before. You vote and then you see on the side all the people you voted for, but you don't get a copy, and apparently you can't change anything once that you know, if there's a mistake or anything like that, I don't know what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is the ESNS electronic machine?
I think so, yeah, but I don't know if it's the same ones you had in – is it the same ones you had in Allentown?
No, they wouldn't be the same ones in Lehigh County. Lehigh County uses an optical scanning type machine. They switched over to paper ballots, which is a big hooray. I love paper ballots. Voter comes in, they mark it with an old-fashioned ballot marking device, and then it gets scanned in. Now, once that happens, the vote goes, the notice goes in two different directions. It goes to a flash drive that's inserted in, that gets turned in, and then the ballots themselves get collected and taken back to the election office.
Yeah, that sounds like a good system. But first of all, they had an electronic poll book. I don't know if you had electronic poll books that I've read about.
Yeah, I was describing the Bluetooth poll books both here and the ones that errored in Berks County, PA. That error, however, is currently unresolved. But I'm going to guess some kind of interference because I suspect that's what happened the last election cycle or two ago out in Macungie, I think it was, here in Lehigh County. There was an issue that was attributed to random error of some kind, but it was resolved and everybody was happy.
Well, I remember which election was in the primary in Northampton County, the vote for the judges. You were supposed to elect like three judges, and the count was all messed up. The computer malfunctioned. It took them like 5 days just to figure out what the vote was.
Yeah,
I don't remember how many
think
years
I remember
ago
that they actually had to call the factory technicians in.
Yeah, that's always a bad thing because they charge you, and then they don't have a lot of good answers. But that was crazy. So this time I voted, and I don't want to blame the morning call, but the morning call. Voter's guide was inaccurate. I didn't find out till after I saw the my recap of my vote on the side of the machine. But I saw I had missed two ballots, two races because the morning call voter's guide was inaccurate, and I couldn't go back and correct it. So I didn't vote for those two positions, which I felt bad about. What happened was they had several positions Democratic committeemen.
Mm-hmm.
They had county, and you're supposed to vote for three county committee people, and you're supposed to vote for three men and three women. The morning call had two women and three men, but I caught that, and I voted for 3 men and 3 women. Then there was a city committee person, which wasn't posted in the voter's guide, and which I didn't see. And then there was another committee position, which I didn't vote for, and I didn't see until I had actually seen my recap. And the way I saw that was it said no vote entered. So it seems like every time I go to North Hampton County, they have a different machine, and somehow they never seem to get it right. But I'm hoping some year they'll get it right.
Did you say something to the people that were there? I mean,
maybe I should have. I don't know.
Yeah, I would have brought it to somebody's attention.
Yeah. Yeah, in retrospect, I wasn't thinking real clearly when it happened, but yeah, sure. I don't know if they could have resubmitted, you know, canceled my ballot and had me vote again, or what they could have done. I wish I would have done that.
Well, it's not paper, so if it were paper, I mean, it would be a spoiled ballot, what's called. And in that situation, they would be noted and accounted for and dealt with accordingly. But everything's noted, everything's numbered. And, but how that works, yeah, you should have said something.
I should have said something, definitely.
So you've heard
I
some of the
I kept trying to go back. Yeah, I kept... What I did was I kept trying to go back. You could either accept your ballot or reject it. So I tried to reject it twice. And then it said, you want to cancel out your whole vote? I figured I didn't want to do that. So I finally accepted it. But, yeah, I should have said something. But I don't think it should have happened in the first place, that they wouldn't let you go back and change.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was a problem with the machines that they should have done something about. That's my opinion.
Well, it's not too late. You can always give them a call Monday morning, or Tuesday morning, because now we got Labor Day weekend coming up. Oh joy!
Oh yeah, that's right.
Anyhow, there's still things going on yet in Berks County. The poll books down there had errors. Here in Lehigh County, that one case has now national ramifications with Oz and that other fellow.
Oh, yeah.
Getting holed up.
Yeah, the Republican Party is going against McCormick.
They're ready to invoke the recount, an automatic recount. And here in 2016, we had to fight for that.
Right. Right, exactly.
So anyhow, have you heard anything new as far as election security or what else are the right-wingers talking about nowadays?
Well, I guess the big issue is gun control. We need more guns to solve the problems with guns in school, I guess.
That's what they're calling for again.
Yeah. But I do have something else to say about the elections. Have you talked about the situation with Pat Brown and how he was defeated, or Alicia Scheller close?
Those are other close local elections, more than anything. But yeah, those may trigger recounts as well. Especially
only if. The local elections are only recounts if the losing candidate wants a recount and he has to pay for it, because recounts, apparently, from what I've read recently, only apply in statewide elections.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll apply to Oz and McCormick, but it will only apply in the other elections if the candidate pays for it. So that's real mm-hmm. interesting. Well, Lisa Schell has a lot of money, but of course she won. It's going to be the other guy. What's his name? Can't think of his name, but I don't know if he has enough money to appeal. He says he wants to appeal it, but I don't know if he has enough money. And of course, Pat Brown, sure, I believe would have the money to challenge it. And he said that he's considering it. but we haven't had close elections around here for a while. And of course, the interesting thing is the McCormick and Oz election, which I guess you alluded to. You said that the state Republican Party is actually going against McCormick,
mm-hmm.
And going against the state Supreme Court's ruling, which I guess you mentioned while I wasn't listening.
No, actually, I had not.
I find that very interesting.
How so?
Because,
I said, how so?
Well, I mean, the state Supreme Court ruled that undated ballots have to be accepted. And there's a strange part of that decision that maybe I'll mention later, but I don't want to cut you off. But they said if it's undated, if the person who fills out the absentee ballot forgets to date it, it has mm-hmm. to be accepted, because once the date stamp shows that it was received on time, naturally it was dated on time. So it was an inconsequential error. And they believe that McCormick's votes, especially in the Northeast, up above the Bethlehem Allentown area, there's still a bunch of votes, absentee ballots, that'll probably go majority for McCormick, so he'll win. And he's like 900 votes behind now, but he could easily win. And the Pennsylvania Republican Party doesn't like that, you know, they don't care if it's an important error or an unimportant error. If you forget to date your ballot, they say it should be thrown out, because that's their national policy. So if it's thrown out, they'll get, you know, probably get Mehmet Oz, because he'll win by probably about 900 votes. I don't know if my explanation is clear, but the idea is that the state Supreme Court is saying it ruled in a way that would help McCormick, but the Republicans are fighting that not so much to help Oz, but the consequence would be that it'll help Oz by throwing out a lot of ballots, a lot of absentee ballots. And I find that fascinating. The Republican Party can't get its position straight. They just can't get it right no matter what they do. They passed the law allowing absentee ballots to begin with, and then they got sour grapes and they canceled it once it turned out badly for Trump. So I thought
imagine
that was fascinating. Imagine the Republican Party screwing up. Unbelievable. Could never happen, right?
The Republican Party, it has in and of itself had serious negative consequences for all of humanity. They backed the Donald. They assisted him in his treachery and in his treason. And in his deconstruction of the CDC as well as the rest of American government.
Yes,
and
yes.
This is what we get.
This is what we get, yeah.
All right, well, I think I'm going to...
There's the other thing, too, by the way. I don't know if you want to talk about the elections in Georgia where Trump got trounced.
I heard about this, supposedly. That Trump's people didn't work out so well, that maybe the Republican Party down there might shake him off somehow. But shaking off Trump, if that is a possibility, then we're talking reparations. Because what is the Republican Party going to do about the 1 million, over 1 million Americans are dead because of COVID, a disease that
yes.
did not have to happen? Okay.
Exactly.
I mean, at this point, they share in Trump's negligence, gross negligence,
right, exactly.
of a cosmic negligence.
Right. Exactly. just one of a number of mistakes that Trump made because he didn't understand. He didn't have the intelligence or the knowledge to understand what he was doing. And cause
now,
he
I'm
didn't
not
care.
Saying he would do this deliberately. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, Adolf Hitler killed 6 million Jews in real life. Tony Stark killed
more people, though, in
a fantasy world. But those were deliberate actions.
Right.
Trump didn't have to tear down the CDC.
No.
And he did.
Oh, he really did a number on the CDC. Really destroyed it.
All right. Well,
yeah.
Listen,
for me,
okay, my time is coming up here, so I have to end this soon here. But thank you very much for calling in, and thank you to the listener. Please keep an eye on the show. There will be some better things coming up soon. I will have better hardware that can process video, and the idea here eventually is to get into a Zoom-type setup where I can broadcast Zoom and broadcast my face and broadcast your face. And maybe broadcast some other people's faces, but unfortunately, the hardware I have here does not support that right now. But with that, I will end the show for today. Thank you very much for listening in, and have a good nice day.
See you in the funny papers.
Yep.